Asia-wide hits 24/7, this is Asian Pop Radio. Diversity's our thing, which is why we love to interview a whole heap of different artists who have something loosely to do with the Asian pop industry, regardless of what it is, regardless of the genre. And I am honoured to say that we are speaking to Jenna and Jenny from Coco Avenue. How are you going, girls?
Hi!
Hello!
It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you both today. We've been looking forward to this chat for a long time now, I must say.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure for us. Thank you for having us here to be able to talk to you guys about what it is that we're trying to do.
Now, this is going to be probably a little bit of a challenge for us because we're in completely three different locations. So one of you's in LA and one of you's in Florida.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I'll let you guys fight over the questions. So we might get started by asking, what was your initial aim when forming the group back at day one? And was it all a bit of fun or was it serious business?
I actually had the idea to start the group after Jenna and I did a cover together for YouTube. And when I did this, I wanted it to be a serious thing. Like, I wanted everybody to take it seriously because I actually wanted it to, like, go somewhere.
Yeah, it was less about, I mean, it was fun. Obviously, we want anything we do to be fun, but this was really something that we wanted to break through with. And so we tried to keep it as serious as possible as well.
Now, girls, what was your first taste of K-pop? Can you both remember the first song you each heard?
For both of us, it was actually Nobody by Wonder Girls.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
And this was before we even knew each other. We didn't even know each other, but we still came in on the same song. It's really funny.
I think Nobody by Wonder Girls is probably the song that introduced many, many people to K-pop. And I have to say, the radio station that I've worked at for a good period of time now, which has no connection to Asian pop whatsoever, it's like everyone would come to me and go, hey, Jace, you like K-pop, right? Do you know this song by the Wonder Girls, Nobody? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. It was our time's Gangnam Style. That was basically what Nobody was.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think you're right.
That's a good comparison.
Did you guys ever hear the Jason Nevins remix of Nobody? It was incredible.
No, I have to find out.
So you started off as a much larger group. You're now a duo. Mm-hmm. Does this make things easier or is there, like, you know, is there less opinions, less ideas? And, you know, does it make it harder being just two people having to bring the whole energy of the situation?
It's a mix of both. I will say that being two members and being together as opposed to being six members in all different states is a lot easier. Jenny and I mesh so well when it comes to what we want for the group and the sounds that we want. And so we don't really have those difference of opinions when it's just the two of us. But I will say that it can be harder when we're trying to do harmonies or when we might want to do a dance, you know, a dance show and we don't have as many people to fill up the stage. So those parts of the things, that makes it a little bit more difficult. But I will say that being with just Jenny and I, it has made the process a lot smoother when it comes to picking music and what we want to say and what we want to sound like. That's easier.
Right. Well, guys, you seem to have developed quite a nice following in recent times prior to the last couple of weeks of media attention. Were you receiving positive feedback from people coming to your channels and your social media pages?
Initially, before everything started happening, like with this song, we would always receive really, really good feedback and good, nice comments from people who support us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything was this is something that a lot of people haven't seen before. So initially, everybody was shocked. And then after the shock passes, it would be support. We really didn't get very much negative feedback when we did our live or covers before this whole media attention stuff happened.
There's always going to be trolls out there, though, isn't it? People that perhaps aren't doing much with their own life that are ready to drag everyone else down.
That's the culture now for social media.
And so I guess in a way you have to grow a thick skin and prepare for that kind of thing. And that's not the kind of thing I always feel. We interview a lot of YouTube cover people, you know, dance crews and people that are just having, that have this massive passion. But I don't think anyone prepares them for that kind of negative feedback online. It's quite challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, I think because we both knew what we wanted to do was so out there that we knew what we were going to get once it got bigger. Exactly. We both of us pretty much have pretty thick skin. I think my skin might be a little thicker than it.
Just a little.
But we'll get her there. But
We were ready for it. So
yeah, we were ready. So most of the negative comments that we receive are things that kind of roll off our back. We're not really worried about it because we know our intentions are good and we know what our message is. And so as long as we focus on that, there's not really much negative that can get to us.
I mean, people hold the K-pop industry, the genre of music, so close to their heart. Do you think that people are afraid of change?
Yeah, I think so. K-pop fans, I think, are the most passionate among a lot of fans. Like, I would rank K-pop fans up there with, like, Lady Gaga fans or Britney. They're very passionate about what they know and what they love and what they like. And I respect that so much. That's important, especially for a genre of music music where Asians are not always given the spotlight. It's really hard for them in the American industry to get any spotlight. And so K-pop is a place where they can do that. And I completely understand why people feel that that should be reserved for them. But I think now that it's gotten to a point where it's, you know, the Hallyu wave has gotten huge and there are people from so many different cultures who love this music, I think it's time for those people to be represented in a way that they can choose. It's so that Western stereotypes or any stereotypes are not being shown in K-pop industry. Like, it should be at a point where now where we can show our own cultures in the music that we love so much.
Love the response. We are on Asian Pop Radio. We're speaking to Jenna and Jenny of Coco Avenue.